World Sport now from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, South Africa part company with their head coach, Joel Santana, just 8 months before hosting the World Cup.
It was unanimously agreed between the management committee representing the South African Football Association and Mr. Joel Natalina Santana that Mr. Santana would vacate his current position.
We'll have the latest from Johannesburg. Elsewhere, Liverpool welcome back Steven Gerrard, but they're still missing their star striker, and one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL looks forward to playing in London. The World Cup host South Africa have parted company with their coach Joel Santana. The 60-year-old, who took over from Carlos Alberto Pereira 18 months ago, has been under increasing pressure after a string of poor results. As South African football reporter Mark Leeson says, this news comes as no surprise.
After 8 losses in their last 9 matches, there was plenty of cause and plenty for Santana to be fired, and certainly plenty of speculation about his future, particularly over the last couple of days when South Africa came back from Iceland with a rather disappointing defeat. Santana hasn't really been much of a media darling here either, and his pronouncements both in the press and in the public, I think, have done little to endear him to both the federation and to the public. So I think South Africa was expecting over the next couple of weeks that something would certainly happen with him.
So who's in contention now to take over?
I think the irony is the man who recommended him to the job, Carlos Alberto Pereira, is probably going to come back. Pereira had to leave in April 2008 because his wife fell ill with cancer. South Africa at the time felt that they were making considerable progress, and indeed the team had just come off a 3-0 home win over Paraguay. At that stage, we're leading the South American qualifying group. Pereira recommended that Santana be the man to sort of keep up the work, and Pereira subsequently, of course, his wife has thankfully recovered quite well, and he is without employment at the moment, and in a television interview here in South Africa last week certainly hinted fairly broadly that if Santana was to be removed, he would certainly be interested. So I think that decision will come on Friday, apparently, according to the South African Football Association, but it will be no surprise if Pereira gets the job.
Mark Leeson there, while South Africa's national captain Aaron Mokoena is one of 4 Premier League players we are following on Sports World this season. And just before the news was made public, Mokoena admitted the players had struggled to adapt to Santana's philosophy. On the subject of Benny McCarthy's controversial absence from the national side, Mokoena feels Santana invested too much time in youth.
Benny's an experienced striker, you know, top striker we ever produced in South Africa. So it's always good to have experience in the side, and it's quite difficult to honestly talk about individuals, but we need Benny's experience as the captain of the nation. I need to captain the winning side. I always want to be a winner, and experience can get us through. I mean, he gave a lot of youngsters a run, gave them that experience. But I think the time is running out, really.
And you can hear more from Aaron Mokoena on Sports World this Saturday with Russell Fuller. Now, the 8 European teams that have made it into the World Cup playoff draw now know their fate, with perhaps the most eye-catching draw being the 2006 runners-up France against the Republic of Ireland. Portugal will meet Bosnia-Herzegovina, 2004 European champions Greece take on Ukraine, while Swiss Hiddinks Russia face Slovenia. The matches will take place over 2 legs on November the 14th and 18th, and we asked our sports news reporter Nigel Adley what chance the Irish have against the French.
It's an intriguing tie for many reasons. On the face of it, a 2-leg match against the runners-up from the last World Cup does look daunting for the Irish, but during their qualifying campaign, they showed themselves to be very difficult to beat. Italy, the world champions, could have managed it over 2 games, and Giovanni Trapattoni does seem to have the ability to get the best out of his players. In contrast, the French often look vulnerable. Of course, they were beaten 3-1 by Austria during their qualifying campaign. Serbia won their group, which was a surprise. And while they have a galaxy of talented players, there are often question marks over the ability of their coach Raymond Domenech to get the best out of them. So it's a really intriguing tie. Trapattoni against Domenech has all sorts of ingredients, and I think both will be very wary.
Portugal manager Carlos Queiroz admits there'll be plenty of tension when they meet Bosnia-Herzegovina in the playoffs. Queiroz's team struggled in qualifying, just edging out Sweden to finish second in Group 1, and he says the 2-leg tie will be an emotional encounter.
It will be a very difficult draw for both teams, difficult games, everything for the winner, nothing to the loser. So a lot of emotions, a lot of tension. But at the end, we need to try to play the best football in the pitch and try to win the game.
Fulham have moved up to 12th in the English Premier League after a 2-0 win over strugglers Hull City. Bobby Zamora scored the first goal just before the break and then set up the winner for Diamante Camara in the second half. The Fulham manager Roy Hodgson insists they finally got what they deserved.
We've actually been playing very well. I thought we played well against Arsenal and exceptionally well with 10 men against West Ham. But, you know, luck really wasn't on our side. But tonight the good thing was that we not only produced the performance but we got the goals and kept a clean sheet, so it's three, you know, very welcome and very important points in a tough league this year.
Liverpool will be without Fernando Torres for Tuesday night's Champions League clash against Lyon at Anfield. He's failed to recover from an abdominal injury picked up on international duty. Captain Steven Gerrard, though, does make his return after missing the defeat to Sunderland at the weekend. Manager Rafael Benitez believes that after their defeat to Sunderland, his players will rise to the challenge of playing Lyon in the Champions League.
We had some problems with injuries this weekend with Torres, Gerrard. Now Gerrard is fit, Torres is not fit. And I think that the team also will be fresh. You know, we had some players coming back from international games and I think that they were a little bit tired. And now everybody has to be okay. And the extra motivation of the Champions League, I think it will be good. And also we know that these games, when the team needs something, the fans are behind. And the Champions League is a special atmosphere always.
Pakistan captain Yunus Khan has withdrawn his resignation after the country's cricket board insisted they want him to continue leading the team until at least the 2011 World Cup. The 31-year-old resigned last week in protest at match-fixing allegations against the team, but he now wants to continue, and PCB chairman Ejaz Butt says he was never going to let Khan give up the captaincy.
As far as I am concerned, he has been appointed by me without any tenure as the captain of the Pakistan team. As far as I am concerned, he should continue as the captain of the Pakistan team right up to the World Cup.
On to American football. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says he believes their NFL match in London later this month will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. They take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Wembley Stadium. It'll be hosting an NFL match for the third year running. Speaking after throwing an NFL record 5 touchdown passes in one quarter in the 59-0 win over Tennessee, Brady says they can't wait to get to the UK.
It should be a great experience for all of us. I mean, it's probably the only time in all of our careers that we'll do it. So it's going to be a short week for us, and got to go over there and play well, and hopefully take some of the confidence that we gained from today, and go over there and try to play in a different country and try to play well.
In other NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons defensive back Brian Williams will miss the rest of the season because of a knee injury. He tore his anterior cruciate ligament after falling awkwardly on his right knee during the fourth quarter of Sunday's win over the Chicago Bears. The world's fastest man has received one of his Caribbean homeland's highest honours. Sprint superstar Usain Bolt received the Order of Jamaica Award on Monday during heritage celebrations. At 23, he's the youngest person to receive the honour. In recent weeks, Jamaica has also renamed a highway after Bolt, who was the Olympic and world champion and world record holder over both 100 and 200 metres. Well, before we go, our top sports story once again. In football, South Africa have parted company with their head coach, Joel Santana, just 8 months before hosting the World Cup. Previous coach, Carlos Alberto Pereira, is favourite to take over. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the very latest world sport from the BBC.